Tom Kirkland, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy, chance for a shower. High 62 by the lake, 67 further inland. Kenosha right now is at 50. It's 48 in Burlington, Milwaukee 49, and 49 degrees in Racine. Well, some pretty intense thunderstorms rolled through southeast Wisconsin last night, part of a system that then quickly moved out over the lake. With those storms came some brilliant lightning displays, a lot of rain, and hail. In fact, so much hail came down in parts of the village of Caledonia that snowplows were brought out to the interstate to move what law enforcement described as a couple of inches in some areas. We Energy is also reporting a few hundred scattered power problems in its service area. In fact, some still out as of this hour. About a week after being struck by a vehicle in St. Louis, former UW Parkside wrestling coach Jim Koch passed away yesterday. He was out for a morning run when the accident occurred. He was critically injured, first wrestling coach at Parkside beginning in 1970, guided Ranger wrestlers to team and individual championships during his 41-year career. He retired in 2011. Funeral services have not yet been announced. The Racine Police Department has posted a video on Facebook that is seeking help in the effort to solve a cold case homicide. In that video, Sergeant Adam Alcara says 37-year-old James Norris was shot and killed March 25th of last year while making a food delivery in the 3900 block of Green Street.
Just made a delivery for Super Steak and Lemonade where he was employed. Mr. Norris was a hard-working man who worked three jobs to help support his family.
Malakara says Norris's family now seeking closure. It's believed there were multiple witnesses.
There is credible information that there were several people in and around the apartment building that may have witnessed the incident.
With the one-year anniversary of Norris's death approaching, a $2,000 reward is being offered now for information about that murder. Contact the Racine Police Department and Investigator Bielkowski at 635-7778. There's somewhat of a local connection to the tragic deaths of that police detective and three others in the Marathon County town of Weston. The chief for the Everest Metro Police Force is Wally Sparks, who spent 23 years with the Mount Pleasant Police Department and said that 40-year-old Detective Sergeant Jason Weiland was killed in response to an apartment complex where the shooting suspect was later taken into custody.
A memorial fund for the Weiland family has been established through Inner City State Bank. Located at 2900 Schofield Avenue in the village of Weston. Donations for the family can be directed to Inner City State Bank under the name of Weiland Memorial Fund.
Chief Sparks, who left Mount Pleasant as a lieutenant for the chief's job in Weston, struggled at times to get through the press conference in reference to his slain officer. Governor Walker, by the way, has ordered flags to half staff out of respect for Detective Sergeant Jason Weiland. The German candy maker Haribo has chosen Kenosha County to put its first North American manufacturing plant. County Executive Jim Cruiser, on his way back from the announcement in Madison, said that Haribo's decision was made and it was a lot of teamwork that was involved in that.
The state, WEDC, Kenosha County, Pleasant Prairie, especially Pleasant Prairie, really stepped up to the plate, and the Kenosha Area Business Alliance, CABA. Todd Battle put together the pieces, and through an intensive process in which they could have went anywhere in the United States, they chose Kenosha County to be here, and it's good for our community, it's good for the state, it's good for the whole region.
He said access to transportation was important for the company. The facility, expected to be completed in the year 2020, to represent one of the largest investments in new operations by an overseas company in Wisconsin history. And a third and final public meeting on the Racine Bicycle and Pedestrian Master Plan last evening at Festival Hall had participants encouraged to give their thoughts on short and long-term goals. They focused in on three main areas: development of bike lanes and paths, intersection improvements for bikers and walkers, and signage. Sarah Gasco with the Wisconsin Bike Federation acted as the consultant in the process, as the recommendations from last night's gathering going to be used to formulate the final plan.
We'll take back all of this, put it in front of the advisory council, make sure that everything that's recommended is covered, and if there's something new that pops up through this process, we will incorporate it. Then it's my job to sort of take all the information and put the plan document together.
Dottie K. Bowersox, the city's health administrator, says then the process of getting the plan adopted by the Common Council will begin, and that'll then be the implementation of the recommendations. Current timetable calls for the council to adopt the plan around June. Well, following a narrow escape from being razed a few years back, it now appears more likely the former Elks Club building in downtown Kenosha is going to be salvaged and turned into a boutique hotel. Madison architectural firm Gorman & Company, also now working on Racine's Machinery Row project, giving revised design plans to a couple of Kenosha commissions last night. Ben Marshall says the project, which includes a new wing on the historic building, will begin by around July 1st. Alderman and Historic Preservation Commission Chairman Jan Mikulski noting that a lot of Kenosha area residents have some strong ties to this building.
A lot of people have had their wedding receptions and all kinds of parties at the Old Elks Club, and they remember it with a great deal of affection. And I'm really very, very delighted that it has a strong chance of coming back.
Project was repeatedly delayed, of course, due to problems in nailing down the complicated financing package. 4th of July fireworks show in the city of Burlington going to be held as usual, just not over Echo Lake or launched from the lake. During this week's council meeting, Fire Chief Alan Babe said that moving the launch point is a complicated issue based on discussions with Five Star Fireworks.
We looked at the Echo Lake Park, different areas where we thought possibly we could do it from land, and then the close proximity to our pavilion and the different structures we have on the Echo Lake Park area. And then we drove up and down Grove Street, a potential Navy site, which we really felt there was none. And then we talked about being able to shoot the fireworks over Echo Lake itself on a couple of barges.
Chief said that using barges as a platform, that's out at least this year because a special crew is booked this summer. Launching closer to the water would mean a smaller display. He added that talks with Five Star should start early for 2018 if the goal is to launch fireworks from Echo Lake, while it was also noted that barges will likely cost extra on top of the current $10,000 contract. Racine Salmon Unlimited is going to be using a portion of Pershing Park for the 2017 Salmon-O-Rama fishing event, July the 12th through the 25th, not over by Festival Hall, where activities have been held in recent past. Group maintains it was mostly the cost, but during the council meeting, soon-to-be-retiring City Administrator Tom Friedel explained how cost related to availability and a commitment using part of that time frame, the Ironman event, also factored into this.
It's a difficult venue to book for 14 days. And make it exclusive without incurring a lot of fees and turning down any other bookings that might come along. So as Director Molbeck said, the triathlon has that space booked the first two nights of the weekends that Salmon-O-Rama is asking for. They've had it booked consecutively for the last 7 or 8 years, and they have a commitment for the next two.
Friedel added that it boils down to best use of the festival hall site. The Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association holding a Mostaccioli fundraisers tomorrow from noon until 8 p.m. at Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Mount Pleasant. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Steve Jensen, a 5-year Army medic, said that he and other vets, well, they understand the problems of their colleagues in arms.
It's a totally different reality. You see things that you've never expected to see. You do things that you've never expected to do. And that lives with you forever. You never get rid of it. So when you come home, that's still stuck with you. In this group, when we join, the motto is vets helping vets. And that's why you join, is to find other guys that have that reality. And those are the guys you can talk to.
One immediate need from Jensen's perspective, helping homeless veterans through what's known as Cottage 16 in Union Grove. It's a $10 ticket to Saturday's Vets Helping Vets fundraiser at Roma Lodge by the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association from noon till 8 p.m. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News. 5-4.